Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is back. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to local coverage for the team you love, live stream your favorite sports radio station, or jump back and listen to the best segments on demand.
Don't forget,
this is the home of your Rangers, Cowboys, and Major College Football. We are DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan, KRLDFM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. An Odyssey station. The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLDFM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, cut.
We loan everywhere, man.
No.
That's because
Whoa.
What?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood-curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Rose, Bladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, No Joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Green Hill, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Keller, Carson, County, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com. We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600. License 137-773. Equal housing lender.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Saturday mornings is always the time that you get to live the best time of your week listening to Mortgage Talk here at 105.3 The Fan with the TexasLending.com guys. Kevin Miller here with Eric Bennett. We're here talking about your home loans today. If you're in the market for a home loan in 2023, we want you to give us a call at TexasLending.com. We can help you get into a home purchase, a home equity loan, maybe a refinance. Some of you were in forbearance during COVID and never got to refinance. So maybe there's an option for you right now. Maybe you bought a home last year when the rates were at 7.5 and rates have come down a little bit. Maybe you can get that thing refinanced. If you're an FHA homeowner, the FHA insurance is a little bit less now and the rates are lower. Maybe you can get a good refinance there. But we have options for you here. You can get in touch with us at 972-387-4600. Ask your questions, and we'll answer them here on the show before you have to talk to a loan officer, get all engaged. You can do it here, stress-free, at 972-387-4600. Mr. Bennett, how are you doing?
Oh, doing fine. How about yourself?
So you said earlier you tried to create a road accident earlier?
I had a little, a little standard run-of-the-mill road rage incident on the road with a guy who's apparently pretty irritated with me using the same highway as him, I believe.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, well, you know what? There's a couple of people out on the highway here in the DFW area, at least two, any time of day. And if any one of you run into each other, then, you know, there can be some anger, I can see.
Yeah.
But so you got over it, right?
Yeah.
And now you're on the show. How was your week in the mortgage lending business?
Crazy times as usual, but pretty solid.
More importantly, the family business. What's going on with the family?
With the family?
Are they all intact? Is everybody getting along?
Yeah. No battles whatsoever. Seem to be living in peace for the most part. Yeah. The family's doing pretty good.
Well, that's a good deal. Yeah. So we don't get to see each other at all. Everyone's working from home these days after the COVID period. So the TexasLending.com folks are working from home, and you can get in touch with one of them at 972-387-4600. The phone's port right over to them. We want to help you get that home purchase done. If you're thinking about getting a home loan, make sure that you send us the following information in your text. Are you ready? It's going to be your phone, not your phone number, your credit score. Send us your credit score. Send us your current income and your expected down payment. We'll give you about how much home you might be able to buy. Give you an idea. Get you in the right ballpark. Send out a range of interest rates you might qualify for. And that's what you're looking for today, is just some ideas. Get the ideas percolating. Get your family together, and maybe it's time for you to go out and buy that home. Again, that's your credit score, your down payment, and your current income that you make per year. That's if you want a home purchase. Text at 972-387-4600. If you want to get a home equity deal, let us know your current credit score. Let us know the amount you currently owe on your home. And let us know the value of your home, your predicted value of your home. And then also, if you let us know your current rate, we can give you an idea whether this can make more sense for you to get a line of credit or just a stand-up first lien home equity loan. We can give you that information. Text us, 972-387-4600. The mortgage world's changing a little bit at a time. There's news come out this week that HUD is, we got this 40-year mortgage rolling back out in the FHA world. So you got lower mortgage insurance, potential 40-year mortgage. And, you know, a lot of people think, I don't want to sign up for a 40-year mortgage. Well, a lot of people get into homes and eventually sell them.
Well, not only that, your term's really the minimum payment that you need to make.
So the 40-year lowers your payment. And so that gives you an option there to make a lower payment versus a 30-year or a 15-year or something like that. But no recommendations there, just options that you can take a look at and see what's best for you. Well, let's get into some of these questions here. One of these person has a question in here. It says their score is 600 to 620, somewhere in there. And they have $10,000 to $15,000 down. They make about $100,000 a year. So they're looking for a firefighter program. You know, there's been all these different programs over the years. There's like Homes for Heroes and Heroes programs for firefighters, policemen, things like this. You have down payment assistance programs that are out there. With your score at 600 to 620, FHA is definitely going to be your best option. And so, unless you're a former veteran and can qualify for VA, but that $10,000 to $15,000 down with $100,000 of income, you know, they make about, what do they make, about $8,300 a month. So, a third of that's going to be about $2,700, $2,800 a month. So, they're probably looking at about a $330,000 loan, $340,000 loan, somewhere
that's
in there.
That's about in line with the down payment on there as well.
Yeah, well, the FHA is going to be a minimum of 3.5% out of pocket. And if you're stuck at $300,000, you're somewhere around $10,000. Yeah, you can have some closing costs and things. That's going to be maxing out your ability there with your down payment. But it gives you an idea what you might be able to qualify for. And that 600 to 620 score on FHA might come along. It might come along with some interest rate bumps, a little higher interest rates than you would get if you had a 680 or a 660 score or higher on FHA. Once your scores get lower on FHA, there's some additional charges that come in there. And so at your lower credit score, you know, you're going to qualify somewhere in that ballpark for payment. Now, for qualifying with your income. But with your down payment, you also got to think you might want to keep a little bit of money on the side. So, yeah. Anyway, giving you some ideas there, that person should be looking in the $300,000 range on a home or on a loan size. Anyway, that's a good start for our questions today. Make sure you get yours in at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. You're listening with Kevin Miller and Eric Bennett here. We want to take your questions, get them in now, and we will help you here at TexasLending.com get your loan done with one of our brilliant staff. Okay, wife, here's the next question. Wife and I own our house, paid it off last year. Now they want to do a get debt consolidation of $50,000. It says, can we help? They don't want to tap into the 401k. We're going to struggle to get anything less than $70,000 done. And the reason we're going to struggle is because of state laws. There are fees and there are charges that come along on every loan. And there are state laws that don't allow mortgage lenders to charge you over 2% of the loan amount in fees, which severely limits our ability to stay in business because we cannot do loans we cannot continue to do loans. Last year, 90% of every mortgage company lost money last year. 90% of all the mortgage companies lost money. And so the mortgage companies can't continue to lose the money. So these lower loan amounts never really have been done in the cash out refinance space here in Texas. But I can tell you, a home equity line of credit might be the best option for you. But here's the deal. You think about this person that sent this in. You can do probably a $70,000 to $80,000 first lien cash out refinance. On that loan size, your rates can probably be 7%, give or take.
Yeah, around there.
Okay, so, 7%, give or take, 0.5%, depending on where rates are when you get this loan started. That's at $70,000 to $80,000. Now, if you got to get less than that, then your home equity lines of credit are going to be up around 10 to 11%. Okay, so that's where your rate's going to be. There's a line of credit, and then there's a first lien cash out refinance home equity loan. So,
and then you have the fixed rate, fixed term second lien home equity loan as well. That's still going to run 11, 12% in that range.
Yeah, but they have their home paid off, so they wouldn't need a second lien. It'd be a first lien.
Right, but I mean that product type, just a home equity loan.
Yeah, it would look the same. And so take a look at your options. We can help you here at TexasLending.com. You see people looking into that, Eric, the second lien?
We do.
Yeah.
We see a lot of
fixed,
them there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it still makes more sense to do the refinance on the house because, again, with HELOCs where they are and
the rates of HELOCs at 10% or higher.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends on where their first lien is if they do have one. If that interest rate's 4, 5, 6% in there, then a lot of times it's going to make more sense to do the refinance. If they're sitting at 2%, 2.25% in there, then a smaller loan amount on there certainly looks better on the second lien.
Well, make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. We want to help you get your loan done today. We can help you with one of our great loan officers getting a cash out refinance or purchase. And maybe you want to get a jumbo loan. Take a look at all of our options at TexasLending.com. Again, the number is 972-387-4600. Get your questions in now. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Liz Dean calling in. Liz Dean, she is with TDT Realtors, and she is down in Arlington, and she's going to give all kinds of information for you about what's going on in the market, what she's seeing, what kind of great opportunities are out there. She is with TDT Realtors, and she is going to be getting in touch with us at 8:30, so make sure you listen in. All right, next question, next information here. Here it is, combined income, $150K. For all of you at home, that's about $12,500 a month. Their home value is $450,000, and they owe $146,000, and their current rate is 3.25%. I'm assuming they're looking for a cash out because they're currently at 3.25%, and their scores are above 800. Their incomes are great. Depending on how much money they're looking to get out of the house, they said their home's worth $450,000.
So they pull out a sizable amount.
Yeah, $360,000 would be the maximum cash out refinance. On that loan size, you might be able to get a cash out refinance on a 15-year somewhere around 6 or give or take, probably 6.25, somewhere in that ballpark. It depends on how much they're trying to get. If you're trying to get 60% of the value out or 70% or 80%, your rate's going to be much higher. If they get that $360,000, let's say they max this out.
Mm.
If they max it out, the rate would be higher.
It would be higher, but if they took the HELOC on there, and you're talking about taking more out than your current mortgage loan on there, you're going to have a much higher balance there with a much higher interest rate than doing a cash out refinance.
So if you borrowed up to 60% of the value, everyone listening know this, if you borrow 60% of the value of the house or less, when you're done on your home equity loan, if the total loans / liens in your house are less than 60% of the value, you're going to get the best rate, and it's going to leave you with the best opportunities for having the lowest payments as well. So, when we're talking about home equity lines of credit being north of 10% and of cash out refinance, best opportunities are around 6%. Those are the best opportunities in Texas.
There's another important thing to consider in here is what type of loan their current loan is. If their previous loan was a cash out loan, so any type of Texas A6 loan, when you pull an equity out of your home, we all call it A6 loans. It's Texas law. If you have one of those on your last loan, meaning you paid off any credit cards, you paid off 80 cars, you got any cash in hand, anything other than refinance costs on your mortgage, then you'll have an A6 loan, which means you can only have one of those. Which means you would be looking at a cash out refinance.
Yeah, if you ever had a former cash out in your property and you go to refinance, it's going to have to be a cash out refinance. Well, not again, not necessarily. They changed that rule. You can refinance, your cash out can be refinanced into a regular loan.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't hold two cash out loans.
That's right.
Once.
So you'd have to refinance your first lien, which rates are obviously higher. A lot of stuff going on. Make sure you get in touch with us at TexasLending.com. And get your question in today. We're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we will start answering more of your questions. And then at 8:30, remember Liz Dean's calling in with TDT Realtors. And get a question in for her so that you can have your real estate questions answered. Coming back for more on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Let's talk about cash out refinancing. If your credit score is over 680, you're going to get a great rate. If your credit score is below 680, your rates are going to be a little bit higher. And you know what? There are still cash out refinance loans with credit scores below 620. Call TexasLending.com to find out what your options are. Find out your benefits. Go online today, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Calling all Dallas Cowboy fans. Cooper Rush will be at Metro by T-Mobile Saturday, April 22nd from 1 to 2 p.m. at their Dallas store. One raffle winner will receive the all-new Voice smartphone with free service. The new Voice is the perfect smartphone for both work and play. Stop in and get an autograph from Cooper Rush and more. Choose from the largest selection of free 5G phones and 5G tablets at Metro by T-Mobile. Visit Metro by T-Mobile, 13015 Coit Road, Suite A in Dallas.
Win a trip or two to Miami Beach, including air and hotel, for the U.S. Army Salute Fest, the most amazing Memorial Day weekend experience ever. The U.S. Army Salute Fest is a one-of-a-kind event. Don't miss some of the hottest names in music, alongside a large showcase of top U.S. Army technology, combined with a spectacular 500 drone show and fireworks extravaganza. The interactive display village will highlight top U.S. Army personnel and a multitude of career opportunities. Register for your chance to win this incredible trip at usasalute.com. Use promo code KRLD.
It's time to warm up that scoreboard and get ready to bring home the win with Specs. Specs has you covered with lower prices on all your favorite fan fuel. From craft beer, rare spirits, and world-class wine to chips, dips, and gourmet finer foods. And with same-day delivery when you order online or through the app, Specs is your MVP for the biggest score of the game. At Specs, the fun starts here.
Here's to you, cheers to savings.
Tank water heaters don't stop working. They leak or can even bust. If yours is over 8 years old, it could be at risk. Replace it with a new one from Baker Brothers Plumbing, Air, and Electric. Baker Brothers is known for great service, but we have great deals too. Get a 12-year American water heater for a 6-year price. That's 6 free years of warranty. You can also upgrade to a tankless water heater and never run out of hot water again. Some restrictions apply. Call or visit us online today.
Baker Brothers. It's great service fun.
Hey fans, I'm breaking down MLB play. I think they're the best MLB games. Now my personal favorite, Beat the Streak. Pick who you'll think will get a hit building your own streak. It's all on you, baby. You can win 5.6 million bucks. The streak's alive. Next up, Pickle. Guess the player in the fewest number of tries. Got him. And there's other games like Bingo, a race to be first. Bingo, MLB play. Great games, great prizes, and it's all free. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. See official rules and enter at MLB.com/play.
Oh yeah!
We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Get your questions in. They are coming in now, so get in line at 972-387-4600. We will get to them all. And also get your questions in for Liz Dean. She's with TDT Realtors. She's going to be, if you have any questions for a real estate agent, make sure you get your question in today and early so we can get to them when she's on the air here in a little bit. Next question coming in, and we want to get all your questions and gives everyone an idea what to do as this weather's getting warm and you're out there shopping for homes. Here's one. My husband and I make $100,000 together. The credit score is 730, and we are both teachers. Never owned a home. Current rent is $1,300 a month. What could we afford? What are our options? You know, there's a lot of things to think about there. And when we look at 100 grand of income, you're looking at $8,300 a month of income. And when you look at $8,300 a month of income, we don't quite yet know what they have in car payments and things like this. But just know, usually the typical home that gets approved in the algorithm, and it goes higher and lower depending on your debt-to-income ratio overall, but it's typically about 33% of your monthly gross income and your gross adjusted income. So if your gross adjusted income, adjusted gross income, is $8,300 a month, and we said earlier that's probably around $2,800 a month, somewhere in there, for getting pre-approved. Well, if you have car payments and other credit cards and things that makes your debt ratio too high, you may or may not qualify for that. So you always got to get pre-approved with a loan officer. We're giving you guys ballpark here, giving you some ideas. With a good credit score, you know, you can take a look at many options.
It really depends on down payment as well on there.
Yeah.
You can afford a lot more house if you're putting 20% down.
Yeah. There's down payment. The conventional loan, minimum down payment is 3% of the loan. That's the first-time home buyer's 3% down minimum. With your scores, it looks like you're going to qualify for that program. There's also the FHA 3.5% down. So there are options for you. And we got to take a look and see what's going to be the best rate with the lowest mortgage insurance. Different programs have different mortgage insurance. Different down payments have different mortgage insurance. Different credit scores have different mortgage insurance.
A lot of variables.
So, you know, all these things will have impact. So when you talk to a loan officer, which is a free call and a free pre-approval, it's a sit down. It's a look at your numbers. Of course, everything's done by computers these days, so we can share those numbers with you on your screen while you're looking at it. And you'll be able to look at it and say, okay, I like this one. And this looks like where I can probably qualify. Then we get in touch with a realtor like Liz Dean, and her team sends you out, shows you some houses. Her at TDT Realtors, they do give a rebate on their real estate commission to every borrower, whether you use TexasLending.com or not. You're getting a rebate at closing, which is nice because, you know, it's just a bonus for you. And so that's a nice option when we get you pre-approved, get you over to Liz Dean and their TDT Realtors. And then when you do that, you know, they'll send you some houses to look at. They'll send you some, they'll put you on a program where you kind of give them your zip code you're looking at, and then they'll put a 10-mile radius or 20-mile radius or an hour around there. They'll say these are the new homes that have come for sale in this price point that you're looking for. And so it'll just pop in daily through a nice little computer program. So
yeah, they've got a good setup over there.
Yeah.
They keep steady contact. They're not not overly flooding you with everything on the planet, so that's always good. But that pre-approval process is very important in this. And honestly, with as you were touching on a second ago, with the programs that we have today, that process is incredibly easy.
Now, the person that called in earlier or texted in earlier, they had that question of what they qualify for. This person's probably going to qualify for a $330,000 to $350,000 house. Some, if their debt-to-income ratio falls in line with everything else. Mm-hmm. That's going to be about the max with your income without us knowing the rest. Could be more, could be less, depending on, and if rates drop a little bit, by the time you're out there and get a house, if rates go up, you might get to qualify for less. If they go down, you might qualify for more. So we got to take a look and see how that's all going to come together. All right, here's the next question. Looking for a cash-out refinance. Ooh, this is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
So, interested in a cash-back refinance. $550,000 home value, $320,000 in the current note. 4.75 in the current rate. Yeah, their credit score 7 to 725.
See, this one's a perfect one to consider for a cash out refinance on there. They've got what, a neighborhood of 100 and change they can get to on this. Their interest rate's almost 5%. They've got good credit.
They had a cash out refinance 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So their current home looks like it's a cash-out refinance. So if they do go to refinance this, it's going to be a cash-out refinance.
Correct, yeah.
And so, you know, their best scenario is probably going to be, depending on how much they're trying to get 50 to 75 grand out. They're self-employed, it says here. They're self-employed. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to take a look at your income documentation that you're showing. You're going to need to take a look at, you know, the payments here and how much you can qualify for with your current income. But since they currently have a cash-out refinance that they got 5 years ago,
when they go to refinance this thing to get more cash out, it's going to have to be, you can only have one loan in your house at a time that's cash out.
Right.
So you can't get a cash out refinance and then 2 years later get a home equity line of credit, second lien.
Right.
You can only have one of the loans be a cash out. So
he's chasing the right avenue here.
Yeah. It's possible to get this thing done. We have to take a look. Your rate's going to be a little bit higher right now with where rates are. But it is possible to get the cash out. Now, you got to take a look and see if it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, you have to go down some other options and other avenues. But this is what we can do in the home mortgage world.
And the beauty is, yes, interest rates are higher right now. But once they come back down, once you go to refinance that cash out, it becomes just a standard rate and term refinance instead of another cash out. Frees you up some options there and can certainly drop your rate depending on where the market is at the time. But
yep, make sure you get your questions into us right now, 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. You can get your text in now. We'll answer them here on the show. And hopefully you can do that stress-free with a cup of coffee this morning. And we can just get you going on the right path so you can start getting some ideas, get some philosophies, and start down that home loan path. So anyway, here's the next one for us. Need some home improvements done to my home. They want $50,000 to $70,000 of home improvements. It says they currently owe $290,000. It says it's an agriculture loan. And it's appraised for $410,000 currently. So they're locked in at 2.6%. They don't think a refinance would be smart due to the rates that they'd get. You know, what's really interesting, if you think about this, some people have a rate at 2.6.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually they pay their house off. They go, great, my house is paid off. I no longer have 2.6. It's gone. And then they got to get cash out. And then they get a cash out at 6% or 6.5%. But when they're sitting at 2.6% and they want that cash, they're afraid to do it because they currently have a 2.6. And it really depends on what you're going to need that money for, whether it makes sense or not. These are just options. And if it doesn't make sense, then obviously then you don't need a cash out refinance in a house, but you might be able to go with some other line of credit somewhere else. The mortgage options are around 6% on a around 6%, give or take, on a cash out refinance, maybe 6.5. I'm going to give everyone a safe ballpark of 6 to 6.5 for many of the cash out refinance products. But if you're for a good credit and a 60% loan to value, if your credit scores are lower, if your loan amount smaller, if you don't have as much equity in your property, your rate's going to be higher in many cases. Okay. So anyway, this one's weird here. This person is trying to get these home improvements done. And the best idea, I would say, is get a – the best idea they might want to do is see if they can get a home equity line of credit.
Yeah, but I'd want to look into this one. They say they have an ag loan, which tells me they might have some acreage, might be rural property, depending on the exemptions on the taxes. Yeah. This one's one we'd want to dig into.
Yeah, got to take a look at it, but – the 2.6 rate, the options typically for home improvements are home-style renovation. You have a home-style renovation loan. A home-style renovation is pretty much a home improvement loan. They call it home-style renovation. And a home-style renovation, you can borrow up to 50% of the value of the finished product. Let's say you're going to make improvements in the property, and it's going to appraise that. This one says their home's worth $410,000. Let's say they did improvements in the property, it was worth $500,000. You can borrow up to $250,000 to make the improvements. However, since they currently owe $290,000 on it, you can only go up to 95% of the value of the house for a total loan amount. That's a lot of numbers over the phone here. Just know there's a home style renovation program. They typically come from banks that have a construction lending program. And the construction lending department, so they can dole out money to a contractor when they're doing those improvements. Because the home style renovation is a good option for a lot of people. It's not a cash out refinance. Mm-hmm. The rates are in line with most of the other rates that you're seeing out there on the street. And anyway, those are designed for doing that construction on the homes if you don't qualify for a cash out refinance and those kind of things. But this person's sitting at 2.6. If you're trying to get that 50 to 70K out, it might come in the form of a line of credit, and that rate's going to be north of 10% for most of you. So, all right. Well, those are some questions that we had before 8:30. After 8:30, what happens next? Liz Dean calls in. We're going to get
her on the air in just a minute. But get your questions into TexasLending.com right here, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. TexasLending.com has joined the Network Funding Lending Partners down in Houston, making us a bigger, stronger combined organization so that we can all do loans for you that you all want and love, and also have options to have your loan serviced as well with some down payment assistance programs and other things like lines of credit that are on the table. And you can get started today by going to TexasLending.com. And when we come back, Liz Dean will be calling in. If you have a question for a realtor, get those questions in. We'll run some of your questions by her and see what she has to say. She'll give you the down low on what's going down out there in the real estate market here in DFW. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Let me give you an average situation we see these days on a home equity loan in Texas. Many people have a home worth $400,000, and they only owe $100,000 in that home. But they have debts mounting. They're being pinched by inflation. You know what? A lot of people are coming to us for a cash-out refinance. They're still leaving at least 40% equity in their home, leaving a lot of equity and lower debt payment. Go online to TexasLending.com right now.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, it's Pete Thompson from the Consumer Team. If your air conditioner breaks down, don't get ripped off. Call the on-time experts. They'll be at your home same day, or the service and diagnostic fee is free. And their number one goal is to fix your air conditioner and not try to sell you something you don't need. Go to theontimeexperts.com and set your appointment time today. Theontimeexperts.com, the choice of the Consumer Team.
It's time to cast out a line. It's Scheels' spring fishing sale. Whether you're in a boat or casting from the shore, at Scheels, you'll find all the items and advice you need for success on the water. Scheels' sale runs April 22nd through April 30th. Save on new exclusive Scheels Outfitters rods, along with Daiwa spinning reels and Rapala, Strike King, and Z-Man lures. The Rapala R12 HD combo fillet knife is also at a special price. Don't miss out. Stop by your local Scheels store or Scheels.com today and check it out.
With your debts rising and your debt payments rising, now is a great time to call TexasLending.com for a cash-out refinance. At TexasLending.com, we can help you with Texas cash-out refinance experts save money on your monthly debts by lowering the interest rates you're currently paying on your other debts to a low-interest rate mortgage. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 137773. Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning. In the last 4 years, we've saved our customers over $4 million. How'd we do it? With our exclusive partnership with your utility provider, we get to offer instant rebates of up to $2,400 just for replacing that worn-out old air conditioning system. But here's the best part. When you combine that with the current factory rebates, you can save over $5,000 on a brand-new Reliant Air Conditioning system that can cut your electric bill in half for as little as $98 a month. But you'll have to hurry because the utility funds are limited and they could run out at any time. So we're scheduling our free estimates on a first-come, first-served basis. So call two other companies first, get their price, and then call Reliant Air Conditioning, and you'll see how we've been gimmick-free since 83. Our number is 877-YOUR-HERO. That's 877-YOUR-HERO, or schedule your free estimate online at ReliantAirConditioning.com.
According to the National Highway Traffic Administration, a car or truck accident occurs every minute of the day. The Law Office of Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has been representing injured clients for over 40 years. We can help you get medical treatment with no upfront cost to you. Accidents happen, but when the wrongful actions of another person causes you harm, you have a right to seek full and fair compensation. You deserve aggressive, experienced, board-certified personal injury attorneys. Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has offices throughout Dallas-Fort Worth and across the state for your convenience. Call Bailey & Gallion at 800-LAW-OFFICE. That's 800-LAW-OFFICE, or visit our website at thetexasattorney.com. Let Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, solve your legal puzzle. If you've been injured in an accident, call 800-LAW-OFFICE, 800-LAW-OFFICE, or thetexasattorney.com, thetexasattorney.com.
We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here.
Eric Bennett, answering your questions for you. We've been doing here, I don't know, 7 or 8 years on the fan. We love being here. We love doing the show. We love helping you out, answering your questions. Make sure you get started today. And Liz Dean should be calling in here any minute, getting in on the show. And we can help you with your real estate questions with Liz. And if you want a mortgage question, that we're here for at 972-387-4600. Get your questions in. And I understand that Liz is with us. Hi, Liz.
Hello. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Good. How are you? How's it going out there in beautiful, sunny Arlington today?
It is sunny and warm, so it is a good day.
Now, it's my understanding that you have a future professional baseball player in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Is this true?
This is very true.
Because he already knows that this. He already knows this is the case, and let everyone know how old he is.
He is 9.
9. Every 9-year-old is going to be a future baseball player, and this kid's got the passion. I've seen it.
Yeah, lots of practice, lots and lots of baseball around here.
Yeah, and so you guys got the baseball weekend coming up.
Yeah, we just have a game this morning, and then we have a. Practice tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
Practice.
That sounds fun. Well, you're out there slinging real estate business every day, right? Getting people into houses, slinging around contracts. What are you seeing out there in the real estate world?
So inventory is increasing, which is awesome for the buyers. Market time's a little bit longer for the sellers, but it's really just getting back to what a normal market should look like. We're seeing buyers actually get closing cost concessions in their contracts, which is amazing.
Because a couple of years ago you didn't have any of that.
That's unheard of.
No, absolutely none of that. And now we're seeing a lot of that. And sellers are a little bit more motivated. It's not like I called it the feeding frenzy that we had a year ago where you had to write 80 offers before you actually got a house. And, you know, multiple offers are still a thing on really, really nice houses. We're still seeing some multiple offer situations, but we're not seeing where you have to pay, you know, 120% over list to get a house.
Yeah, so you said these sellers are, you know, in some places they're making accommodations towards closing costs.
Yeah, they are. They're offering, you know, money to buy down your rate, which is a huge advantage.
And so you want to get in touch with TDT Realtors. They're going to make sure that they go in with a good offer for you. And they have good communication with our loan officers here at TexasSunny.com. Tell us about the new builds that are out there. What kind of opportunities are there for the home buyer?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. I think we closed a deal last month where the buyer got a $20,000 concession towards their closing costs, which they used obviously towards closing costs, but they were also able to buy down their rate. And I mean, they're giving them away. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's one thing we got to think about here is the rates. If your average rate is around 6%, 6.25% for a home purchase, if it's in that ballpark, let's call it that ballpark, give or take. So, your FHAs might be in the fives for many of them, and your conventional loans are going to be in the sixes for a lot of them. But you're seeing sellers offer concessions to the buyers so they can buy their rate down for affordability.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just the builders. So, yeah.
No, not just the builders. The regular sellers are offering as well. And if they're not offering it, like in the MLS comments, then we can always add that to your offer where you can go in and know, okay, well, I'm going to ask for 10 grand. I might not get 10 grand, but I might get 5. And that you can use to buy down your rate or pay some of your closing costs, just less money to the table.
Yeah, so one thing that a lot of people don't know is they think they have to pay for a realtor, Liz. They think, oh, I can't afford a realtor. And first-time homebuyers do not know, in many cases, that the realtors are paid by the seller.
Yep.
They don't know that. And how many times do you run into someone who doesn't really already know that?
A lot of the times, and that's one of my first things we say, you know, when we talk to a buyer, you know, our services to them are free. We do have a buyer rep agreement that states clearly that we represent them and that we do get paid. And when we get paid by the seller. So
so you don't have to pay anything to a realtor. As a matter of fact, TDT, you guys have a rebate on your loans or on your contracts.
Yeah, if you work with Texas Lending and us, then we do offer up to $1,250 towards your closing cost. And every deal is different, so that's why it's just up to $1,250. But it's just a little extra bonus.
Is that $1,250?
$1,250.
So that's something as you as a buyer, not only is the realtor getting paid by the seller, but so you got to think about all your expenses that are come along in a home. Make sure you're dealing with the best. Liz, you've been doing this for at least, what, about 3 weeks?
Yeah, just a little over 3 weeks. I think I've been since 1991, I've been in real estate.
Yeah. So Liz has a couple
time.
Days of experience. Yeah.
Might know a thing or two.
She's probably seen a couple funny things happen in the real estate business that she's going to guide you through. She's going to be all the professional that you need. And she has a team. You had about 15 realtors over there?
Yep. We cover the whole entire DFW area. We've got a great agent down in the Austin market, Houston, San Antonio, and then basically from DFW all over the whole state, we have partner agents that we work with.
We've got
somebody that can help you.
Well, here's a person here. They're checking in. They have a credit score of 725. They have a down payment of 100 grand. And they make 150 grand a year, so that's $12,500 a month. They're probably going to be able to afford somewhere around $4,200 a month in terms of qualifying. So somewhere around a $500,000 home, but they have $100,000 down payment. So they say they have no car payments and minimal use of credit cards. They could probably qualify for a little bit more. Sure. They want to know what kind of home. So $500,000 home, is that about what's the average contract you're seeing these days out there?
So the average in our DFW area is about 340, average home sales price. So, yeah. I mean, they'll get a nice house. It depends on where they're looking. I mean,
yeah.
It's a little different if you're looking in North Dallas versus Arlington or Garland or Rockwell.
Yeah. So this person's looking at this $12,500 income. So 33% of that, like we said, somewhere around $4,200 a month is 33% of that income, where they might be able to qualify for somewhere around $500,000 house, maybe a little bit more with their down payment, with no other debts currently that they're looking at. So we have to take a look. It has to be run through the system. Again, it's a free pre-approval. When you call TexasSunny.com, you don't spend any money having us run your credit. You know, you pay that money at closing when you have your credit run. So when you're calling TexasLending.com, we want to help you get that thing done. Start today, go online and apply, or call one of our loan officers today. They're ready to take your call here on a Saturday, 972-387-4600. If you get lucky, you get to deal with Eric Bennett, the one and only, who's here on the show with us today. Any questions for Liz, Eric, things you're seeing, anything that you want to bring up, people are talking about, and...
No, I mean, we met the other night, ran a couple by there, but no, not really on the purchase side that I can think of when put on the spot awkwardly on the radio.
So, Liz, we've told you we have the down payment assistance programs coming. What kind of things are the things that people are asking for the most? What's their biggest anxiety when they're trying to get that real estate contract?
Well, I think the media hypes up the interest rates, and so anytime that we can get them a little bit of help, you know, with their money to closing, then that makes the little bit higher interest rate a little bit more tolerable.
Yeah, so, in 2008, the rates were around 6%.
Right.
And then they came down a little bit. And then
crazy.
In 2018, they were back around 5.5% to 6%.
Yeah, but then we all got spoiled on it. So
we got spoiled during COVID, yeah.
Very spoiled.
Yeah, so they get a little bit of anxiety there, but we have to just look at your payment, see if you qualify. If rates ever drop, you can look at a nice refinance. Hopefully homes keep rising in value for you. See, if you do buy a home, it goes up in value for you.
Yes, and that's been the one thing that we've been able to show people, you know, how through the years, I mean, market values have always increased, even in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, even in 2008-2009 when the whole world fell apart. I mean, our market stayed relatively normal, didn't go crazy down, but now we just see a steady increase. We're not seeing a crazy increase like we did over the last couple of years, but it's still increasing. People are still moving here.
One of the things that really saved us, Liz, in 2008 was Texas was the only state in the country that limited cash out refinances to 80% of the value of the property. Yeah. In other states like California, Florida, everywhere else, they were doing 100% of the value, some cases 125% of the value of the property. And then when everything collapsed and they had these things on these adjustable rate mortgages and these subprime loans, they just walked away from the houses. In Texas, we limited those things to 80% of the value of the property. People still had equity. They could sell their house if they needed to. Now the rest of the country is kind of moving to that same deal where they're limiting the cash outs to 80, 85% of the value of the property. So hopefully that saves the equity in these properties and makes any real estate downturn minimal. So far, we haven't seen a downturn when I say downturn, a couple percent in home values, but we'll have to see how it all comes together. You're getting ready for the spring here. You're seeing a lot of activity, you said, a little bit more inventory. Where do you think the inventory is coming from? People just getting more settled in that they can go find something they like?
Yeah, a lot of people that couldn't find what they wanted back, a couple years ago are like, oh, I can finally go find the house that I want. They might have settled for something in an area they weren't happy with, and, they're looking to reduce their commute time, and they can find that house.
A lot of people got into houses that wasn't the first pick. I went through the home buying process, and we started about a year and a half ago, and it took us about 8 months to find the right contract on the right house. But we went through a ton, and several times we got in that mindset where we're just desperate, right? We have to buy a house. I know interest rates are going to rise. We have to get in this. Fortunately, we got a house that we love, but I know a lot of borrowers that got into places because it was what was available.
Yep.
Well, Liz, we really appreciate calling in. Go to TDT, T as in Tom, D as in doorknob, T as in Tom, TDT Realtors. Go to TDT today, and they can start looking at some properties in your area. So when you're ready to go, then we can get you fully pre-approved here at TexasSunny.com. Enjoy the baseball. Get your baseball cap on. Get the sun lotion on so you don't get fried out there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Liz. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day, and we will talk to you all soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. So, yeah, what a great team down there, TDT Realtors and their group all over DFW. We have people all over Texas start today. And we want to take a break. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions here. Get your questions in at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com this weekend. Do it on tomorrow if you want. Do it on Monday. Our loan officers will get back in touch with you, and we will get going on that home purchase or that home equity loan. We're going to come back for more and finish up here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan.
This is Colby, owner of Colbert Garage Door. Amatolo, call us today for our $50 garage door tune-up special. 469-909-0956 or visit ColbertGarageDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Many people are sitting on a nice 2.5% interest rate in their mortgage, and things are good. But other people have debts. And if you're one of those people with debts, call TexasLending.com for a home equity cash out refinance. It might benefit you. Call for a free quote at TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online today, TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's celebrate Earth Day together. The City of Dallas is excited to participate in the largest green gathering in the world, EarthX, held at Fair Park this weekend. We invite you to visit the city's pavilion number 3333 and meet 17 environmental teams, plus 300 EarthX vendors and exhibitors to learn about the latest green living and planet-friendly programs and services. Free registration and event information is available at earthx.org. The pavilion is made possible by the City of Dallas Office of Environmental Quality and Sustainability.
Nate Newton here with my boy, super lawyer, Josh Alexander from J. Alexander Law. Being a three-time world champion, I know what it takes to win the big game. When you're in a rut, there's no no case too big or small for Jay Alexander's team. They can tackle it all.
Nate, I couldn't have said it better myself. We have the experience and resolve to get our clients the compensation they deserve. We fight hard for them all.
Call 972-534-8888. Visit severeinjurylawyers.com, Dallas, Texas.
Diamonds Direct's biggest sale all year is going on now with an extra 20% savings, an expanded selection, in-store designer appearances, and special financing. Imagine 20% off Diamonds Direct's already value prices on rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, colored gemstone jewelry, and thousands of engagement ring mountings. Meet the designers who've flown in with all new collections for spring. It's the most exciting event all year with extreme savings and exceptional value. Don't miss this once-a-year jewelry extravaganza. Details, showroom hours, directions, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for temporary work? Indeed Flex can help. Our platform empowers you to find consistent short-term work that fits your lifestyle. Choose when, where, and how you want to work with pay rates up to $18 an hour, all in an easy-to-use app. From industrial general labor to forklift driver roles, get access to a wide range of opportunities, medical benefits, and more. Indeed Flex, your app for temporary work. Download the app today.
Did you know that you can save energy with energy-efficient lighting? Compact fluorescent bulbs use around 20% of the energy to produce the same amount of light as an incandescent bulb and can last up to 10 times as long. Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. This year, we are proud to partner with EarthX to make a difference in our community. EarthX will take place at Fair Park in Dallas from April 21st to April 23rd.
Hey, it's Gavin Dawson for Window Nation. Everyone loves a smart investment, and there is no better place to put your money right now than in your home. Window Nation has the perfect offer for anyone with a home at least 20 years old. Protect and increase the value of your home and energy efficiency by installing new windows from Window Nation. Window Nation is making it insanely easy to do so with 0% interest for 5 years. None. Unheard of. Plus, Window Nation will give you two windows free with every two you purchase. Go with the window company that's installed nearly 2 million windows by installers with over a decade of experience only using the top-of-the-line installation materials, which is why 96% of installs require no follow-up service. Call today and lock in these limited-time savings when you need them the most. 866-90-NATION and pay absolutely zero interest for 5 years, the life of your loan, and get two free windows with every two you buy. 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com and tell them Gavin Dawson sent you. At ease.
We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Eric Bennett answering your questions. Make sure you go to TexasLending.com today. Got a few minutes left in the show. We want to get to all your questions. So we're going to start right now with a question that came in about, 15 minutes ago or so. Make sure you go to TexasSunny.com today as well. We have loan options to help you during the week. Get out there. It's getting warm outside finally, and you can go out look for houses, get your yard work done, and hopefully get some ideas if you want to make some improvements on those homes. Get that home equity line of credit, TexasSunny.com, home equity loan, 972-387-4600. Okay, Eric. Credit score is 810. Looking to put down $200,000 in a $500,000 property. What's the best interest rate I could expect to get? What should I expect my payment to be? Also, what percentage is the average closing cost? So, you know, if you're going to have a $300,000 loan, you're going to have taxes and insurance on this. Now, typically when we're talking about a $300,000 loan, you're talking about a property which is worth around in that ballpark as well. With this home being $500,000, you're going to have some extra taxes on this thing. And so I would say on a $300,000 loan, you're typically looking at a payment around $2,600, $2,700. But since you have an extra $200,000 of property there, you're probably going to be paying somewhere around $3,100 a month or something because of the taxes that will come along with a $500,000 property. That's a ballpark number for you. So if you're going to get a $500,000 property with $200,000 down, you're probably looking at payments around $3,000, just around $3,000, maybe a little bit more than that.
But with that down payment, you're looking at, you know, some of your better interest rates that are out there.
Yeah, you're looking at the better interest rates. And so you're probably going to be looking at an interest rate somewhere in the best situations in the high fives for a $300,000 loan for the best scenario. Some scenarios, if you want to, looks like they have a lot of money to put down here. Yeah, somewhere around 5.75 to 6.5, somewhere in that ballpark, depending on, you know,
your all your particulars there. Now, listen to this. What percentage is the average closing cost? There's no percentage of the loan amount, which is the average closing cost. You could typically, you might be able to say that, but you know, included in closing costs are taxes, okay? And so you're going to have to bring a certain amount of taxes to closing, a certain amount of homeowner's insurance to closing. And so, you know, you're thinking as a percentage of the loan amount, but you're putting so much money down on this property, you know, the taxes are going to be, as a percentage of the loan amount, higher than the normal loan here. But just know in a $300,000 loan, get yourself ready for about $7,000 to $10,000 out of pocket for your lender fees, title fees. You're going to have taxes. You're going to have some insurance. I would say around about seven grand to be ballparking it would be your closing cost. Those closing costs in a lot of cases can be negotiated with the seller to pay for some of those. Sometimes you can. This person's got a lot of money down, though. So just giving you an idea of what to expect. And it really depends on what kind of insurance you're going to get and a lot of things that are with it.
It depends on what your realtor is going to negotiate into your contract.
Correct. So, yeah, and the thing is, when you talk to a loan officer, they'll run those numbers for you, give you an idea of what that's going to be. So make sure you call today, TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Here's the next question, 780 credit score. Comp houses, an area going for 580. They owe $213,000 on the mortgage at 4.5. The 4.5 expires in August. I'm not really sure what that means, that there expires. Maybe it's an adjustable mortgage. Want to pay off some two small loans that are at 10% rate that they owe $55,000 on. It makes sense to get cash out. I would say if you're at 4.5 now and it's expiring, then you might want to get a cash out refinance there.
Because that's going to start adjusting. If that isn't adjustable, then it's about to go up.
If it's unadjustable, the rate's going to go up on you. And you can fix it in on a cash out refinance. And if you owe $213 on it, want to get a little bit of money out, you borrow that, you know, like we say, if you borrow less than 60% of the value of the property, if you borrow less than 60% of the value, you're going to get the best rates and you're going to be left with a lot of equity. And if you get that line of credit, you're looking at, you know, 10% rates on lines of credit. So there's no sense refinancing two small loans at 10% at a new home equity line of credit at 10%. But you might be able to get a cash out refinance at a percentage much lower than that. And depending on how much you borrow, your best scenario is going to be somewhere around 6% for a cash out refinance, maybe 6.25, maybe 6.5. Everyone's going to qualify for a range of rates, and I can't give you a definitive number right now. We have to run your numbers for you, but obviously you have some options and you have some equity there.
Yeah, and you've got enough room in there that you consider looking at the rest of your debt outside of those loans as well. If you're carrying high interest on car payments or you're carrying a bunch of credit card debt, that might be a good opportunity to wipe all that out in the same process.
Yeah, take a look at it and call one of our staff at 972-387-4600 at TexasLending.com. Next one, is financing through the builder a good idea? I trust my current lender, but the builder is offering $15,000 towards financing. Those builders, you know, they do have a nice little carrot sitting out there, and it's tough to build. When they negotiate that, if you use their lender, if only you use their lender, can you get $15,000 in closing costs. Well, I don't see how they make any money doing that. I think a lot of times it's so that the builder can control the process. But is it a good idea if the builder's got a great loan scenario? Then yeah, if it's going to cost you an extra, you know, $50,000 over the next 10 years in your mortgage, probably not. Doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Take a look at both, see which one's best. There's some good builder mortgage companies, and there's some good builders out there. There's also some good lenders who can beat those deals, and you just have to take a look at it. $15,000 can be hard to beat in most cases if that's what the builder incentive is to use their lender. And so make sure that you you take a look at it, and if it's the best deal, then you got to do it. So my next question is, here's one here. The question may have been better suited for your last guest. However, I have a home on the market in Fort Worth. It's been on the market for about 2 months. We've had only 5 to 6 scheduled walkthroughs. We started at 749 and are now at 739. Not in a rush to sell. if we should go lower to drive more traffic. You know, if traffic's your issue, yeah, definitely a question for the realtor. Call TDT Realtors. If you're in the Fort Worth area, it sounds like you already have a realtor. Liz can give you some ideas. You know, maybe there's some things you can put when you're listing it that, you know, offering help and closing costs is available, these kind of things. And you're in that prior price point as well. And so like Liz said, the average loan's around $340,000. So you're double the average price point of a home. And so, you know, 5 to 6 borrowers, someone's going to jump on that thing eventually. But again, call Liz at TDT Realtors. Just go to TDTRealtors.com and she'll be able to help you out. Eric, we're running out of time here. We only got a few seconds left in the show. Anything you want to say for any of your transgressions that you've imposed upon the world? Now's your time. You have to apologize.
You know what? This week, I think I'm actually clean on confessions. I think.
Okay, got it all out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good because last week was a good week to do it. Get those confessions out. Now you're starting clean.
Yeah.
And well, we appreciate everyone listening in, and make sure you go to TexasSunny.com today, 972-387-4600. For Eric Bennett, I'm Kevin Miller. See you next week on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Soda Weight Loss and Nutrition is all about helping people improve their health, improving their body, and getting to their desired weight. But soda is improving themselves too, as you can see on SodaWeightLoss.com, where there are now more than 7,300 Google reviews with an average score that is now 4.9 stars out of 5. I'm one of those great reviews as soda allowed me to drop 176 pounds. And there are tons of stellar new reviews every day, like this 5-star one from Jennifer. I'd been battling 20 pounds for several years, trying every diet and program that came along. I'd lose a few pounds and then it would come back. My husband lost weight on soda and convinced me to give it a try, and I lost 25 pounds. All these stellar reviews are why soda's average review is now 4.9 stars. Soda continually changes lives. They do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.